the Creator of heaven and earth. God made man in His image, in the image of God, He created man, and He placed them in the Garden of Eden, where God walked and talked with them, where God walked and talked with them in love. But they ate of the tree of good and evil, which God had warned them not to do. For He said, in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die. You shall surely die. And they found they were naked. They had lost the glory of God. From the love of their Creator God, from the love of their Creator God. And now they found they were filled with fear, where once they were filled with love, where once they were filled with the love of God. But God had an enemy named Satan, himself a fallen angel from God. He entered the Garden of Eden to destroy God's creation of love, to destroy God's creation of love. He lied and He tempted the woman to eat of the forbidden tree, which she gave unto Adam, from which Adam also did eat. From which Adam also did eat. They now turn their back on their Creator and all that He had given them. God cast them out of the garden. They no longer could fellowship with Him. that man was meant to dwell with God in love. That man was meant to dwell with God in love. The story of man now continues. He's still running and hiding from God. But God promised and He sent a Savior, Jesus Christ, His beloved Son of Love. Jesus Christ, His beloved Son of Love. Destroyed the evil work of Satan. By His mercy and grace we've been forgiven and delivered from death and judgment of sin, to restore us to eternal life with Him. Love, joy, and peace can now reign within. But man must choose his destination. God has warned us of judgment to come. If we refuse the gift of our Creator, there is no hope through any other one but through Jesus Christ, God's beloved Son. But through Jesus Christ, God's beloved Son. The Bible is a message from God unto man, a message from God unto man.